Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. Welcome to the Sunday show for the 16th of February 2020, and today's birthdays include Sonny Bono, Kim Jong-il, Ice-T, and John McEnroe. That's a lot to celebrate from any angle of politics or entertainment. It is also National Almond Day today, despite conflicts about how to pronounce it in this very studio. That is pronounced almonds, and they are delicious.
Yes, delicious almonds.
Our guest for today, as you just heard, was Laura Davis, reclusive kelp farmer and moth expert. How are you? Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really well.
So we're back onto regular news, but of course in every weekend section we take a look into our weekend magazine. We take a step back from the cutting edge of the newest news and look at a special. This week it is a gardening special. We begin with a fold-out section of 5 sexy gardening ideas to spice up your kitchen plot, including what not to do with carrots, aubergines, not just for suggestive emojis anymore. A bed of lettuce can bring badly lacking moisture to your special times. Getting dirty with 50 shades of mulch and 14 unacceptable uses for a standard garden hose. But first, some headlines. In the news today, just when you thought 2020 couldn't get any better, Marvel has announced the launch of another 124 superhero blockbuster reboot titles, aiming for one a week until the end of time. For those feeling overwhelmed by reality, you'll be able to immerse yourself in a world where all problems are solved by a charismatic ubermensch rather than frustrating and lengthy sustained community action at a grassroots level. And marine biologists have suggested that whales might be re-evolving legs to return to land after the ocean has become intolerably polluted. The Marine Biology Department of the University of Queensland has released a study/warning that if we don't start to reverse ocean warming, large pods of humpback leg whales could be striding up the beaches in Australia, Brazil, New Zealand and, ironically, Wales as soon as the end of this year. Dr. Herbert Slankiewicz of the Whales Are People 2 organisation suggests Greenpeace and news outlets should stand by beaches at a safe distance for further events to emerge. Slankiewicz says that as a peaceful species, when the whales emerge, they will likely be unarmed, but that might just be because they haven't got round to evolving arms yet. Also, they eat a lot of krill, so we'll have to figure out what to feed them when they emerge. Also, Silicon Valley is making big moves in the home AI sector with new Alexa, Siri, and Google Home compatible apps that will include alongside climate control, noise control, smart voice recognition, suggested meal and exercise programs to keep you living longer, and the ability to include in AI voice responses subtle cues that will mildly undermine the confidence of your spouse so they don't realize they can do better and leave you. And that's our headlines for today. Now it's time for your ads section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Why don't you turn bad news into good money? The new Sheriff of Nottingham investment app helps you hedge on the death of the planet by investing in growth industries like gas mask futures. Nottingham is a pioneer of commission-free investing and gives you more ways to make your money work harder, particularly if you're explicitly putting your money into bots, stabbings, and police corruption. Sign up now and get $10 towards investment in services that take advantage of zero-hour contracts and right-wing free-market capitalist think tanks. Nottingham.com for all your moustache-twirling, amoral neo-capitalist needs. We have a classified section today. For sale, baby shoes, never worn. I don't know why I bought them, to be honest. I just thought they'd be cute for my niece, but I forget she's a fully grown adult now. $5 or nearest offer. Pickup only. Looking for steel storage containers in the UK with a capacity of up to 500,000 litres for cultivating an Aquaman or other animal-human hybrid breeding program? Then we at Beastgrow Stainless can present you with the best products, including brand new stainless steel storage tanks with window and monitor leads, as well as used, only slightly radioactive stainless steel tanks for the mad scientist necromancer or home cloner on a budget. Look up our website at beastgrow.glowinglight.co.uk. Is a missed connection section. You, the handsome guy from Accounts Payable sitting at the bar. Me, your co-worker who set you up on a blind date with her hot sister. Then I showed up and you realised I don't have a sister. I tricked you and then you left. Would love to reconnect. You have my number, my email, and I left my home address under your stapler, so feel free to drop by any time if you want to take a swing at what we could be with no imaginary sister to get in the way of our love.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that is your classified section for today.
The Last Post.
We're taking a look in our weekend magazine now. Laura, you're our gardening expert. What's happening in our weekend magazine gardening special?
Yes, well, of course, my kelp's farm, you know, because we're so remote on the island in Port Phillip Bay, it is all self-sustaining. So, you know, we've been working very hard on the vegetable patch. And by we, I mean me and all of my scarecrows, because seagulls are a real problem. And this really ties into that because of the insect apocalypse that we're currently going through in the world. Insects are declining, which means birds are declining, which means I think in about 2 to 3 years, the scarecrows are going to be redundant. So this is really, you know, about what we can do to rehome them, to find new uses, because, you know, you don't want them standing out, getting all sun-blinched and spooky out in the field with no birds to scare, no bugs to attract the birds.
So it's bad news for scarecrows right now.
Yeah, exactly, it is. So we've sort of been brainstorming new ideas for things that you can use scarecrows for when the time comes. You can use them to fill empty chairs at your improv night. You can use them as models for a museum of dungarees. You can use them as extras in an Ed Sheeran video clip. You can make a very scary bonfire. You can make a budget 6 series of The Crown. You can use them as decoys for a shooting range or for secret military training.
I mean, all of those seem like good uses for scarecrows.
Yes, absolutely. It's just one of those things where, you know, all these sort of outdated technologies which you really want to be able to reuse in the future.
Yes, there's also a section in this gardening magazine for how to pollinate your flowers by hand now that all the bees are dead.
Yes.
Which is labour intensive but very satisfying. Yes. If you've ever impregnated a flower by hand.
Yes, a little, I've got a little paintbrush and a little sort of the things you use to suck boogers out of a baby's nose, but yes, use one of those.
Little eyedropper.
You do feel like a little bit of a creep, but it does get the melons up and running.
Sorry, it gets the melons up and running is just such a funny line to me. Mm. I don't know why.
Well, I want my melons to grow as big as possible, a bit big enough that I can hollow them out and get my legs in and suspend them over my shoulders with a set of leather straps so that I can waddle around inside my big melon costume.
Another article in the gardening special of this weekend magazine is Make Your Grow Your Own Dreams a Reality with 10 Easy-to-Follow Tips. Very tip-heavy, this gardening magazine this week, but starting a garden is just like real estate. It's all about location, so feel free to drop seeds in your neighbours' houses and see where they grow the best. Number 2, follow the sun, be like a bird. Number 3, stay close to water. I'm not sure if this is advice for gardeners or for plants. Number 4, discover your zone. Learn your frost dates, add some mulch, and feed plants regularly. That really is a very beginner's level of gardening tip. We're not up to the measuring the nitric acid in your soil
yet. No, we're up to plants need water and sunlight.
If you've got a plant that's dying, maybe try half a glass of water.
Perfect.
Our sponsors for this week, half a glass of water, it's right there. And that is the end of our gardening magazine section for today. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice, what does the D in Christopher D. Skinner stand for? Regards, Gerald Manley Flopkins. I mean, I'm not one to answer that. Christopher, what is the D in your name stand for? That's a real letter. It's a real letter we got to the editor. Not one of the made-up ones. A real one. It's private.
No, it's not necessarily it's private. I just think they've got to earn it.
It stands for the D, the detective you will have to hire to find that answer.
You have a middle name, Laura?
Yes.
But you're not going to tell anyone?
No, absolutely. I've seen your fans. They're weird.
The Last Post.
Thank you for listening to our weekend edition of The Last Post. You can tune in again tomorrow. If you have not done so before, check out our previous editions. Our guest today was Laura Davis. Thank you for coming in and talking about gardening
with
us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Do you have anything to plug?
Anything to plug? I would plug my upcoming preview shows through London. There's many dates you can find through Twitter is a good idea. They're all going to be me just floundering for a while, and I do say that very genuinely, but the thing is I'm so good at comedy, even the floundering is worth about £5.
Yeah, she's not even being ironic. This is one of the things. In England, everyone's too modest, but Laura is absolutely accurate at all times.
Yes. Imagine how many facts you'll come away with.
The Last Post is a Something Else and Bugle Podcasts Productions. I'm Alice Fraser, and the executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner. Talk to you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.